there's a huge level of work going into this from the ATU side and also Sligo County Council side, and I want to acknowledge the previous president, Dr. McCormick, and Dr. Flynn, the current president, and also our own chief executive in Sligo County Council, Martin Lydon, who put endless time into this, and the previous chief executive, Ciarán Hayes. It's great to have the 16 acres over the line. Sligo County Council, I suppose, purchased this land as part of the Eastern Gar Vogue piece, and which left 16 acres, and I suppose there has been a lot of engagement over the last number of years between the ATU and Sligo County Council, and it's great to see the minister announced yesterday that sale has now been agreed for the 16 acres. So I suppose, to be very clear on this, in March 2024, the ATU would have sent us correspondence, and I suppose this land will form part of a master plan for the ATU, but also for accommodation. And my understanding is that they made a submission to the ATU, to the Higher Education Department at the time, in relation to partly accommodation. So there were three options. There was options for 300, 600 and 900 beds. And I suppose in Sligo County Council, and me as a Sligo Drumcliff County Councillor, we want to see that accommodation progressed as soon as possible on those lands.
And how important is it for you, even on a personal level, in terms of there being dedicated accommodation here for students? Because I'm sure you've heard it constantly with people getting in touch with you about the issue in terms of accommodation. And we recently heard from on our news here with the SU president talking about the mental health impact this has had on students in the area not being able to get suitable accommodation. And over the past while, there's been different allotments for accommodation that are now being used for other purposes. And I guess how important is it just that there is going to be security in terms for student accommodation going forward in Sligo?
Yeah, look, and I had the privilege of going to the ATU for 4 years myself and doing my Level 8 degree prior to Galway, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I went to it at a time when I suppose there wasn't as many students and there wasn't as many courses, and it wasn't a university. And today we have the third largest technological university or university in the country, and we're very proud of it. We want to see more courses develop. We want to see more students attend both ATU Sligo and ATU St. Angela's, and I suppose the minister and the department are very supportive of that. But we have 1,000 parking places at the ATU, and having a lack of student accommodation means that there's more cars, more students driving to and from the college. It means that public transport is busier, but sometimes the times and the schedule of the public transport doesn't suit the students' schedule in terms of college. And I've had lecturers in touch with me where we've had lecturers cut short, or people have had to leave lectures early, or they didn't present on time because of that public transport piece. And this is the way forward in terms of student campuses. Student campuses being built on site. We've seen it work really well in DCU. We've seen it currently happen in University College Galway, where the state is providing interest-free money via the Department of Higher Education for those campuses to expand, build high-rise student accommodation apartments on site, being managed by the college. And it's a win-win for everyone. It's a win-win for the local economy in terms of Sligo town. It's a win-win for Sligo County Council. It's a win-win for the local area in freeing up 2 and 3 bed houses, and it's a win-win most importantly for the student and their families.